Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
In today's meditation, I would like to talk to you about anxiety. In today's world, anxiety is an incredibly common thing. Most of us experience it, sometimes every day, but at least once in a while. I don't know anyone who has never experienced the feeling of anxiety. Anxiety can be characterized as that tight feeling in your chest, the shallow breath, the sweaty palms, the knots in your stomach. Some of us get hot, but most of us feel pretty icky. Anxiety is an unsettling feeling, and one that seems to grow the more we try to make it stop. I've personally had my own battles with anxiety, and have come to learn a few lessons that I'd like now to share with you. Anxiety is when the head and the heart do not agree. The first time I heard this, I didn't understand what it meant. Anxiety happens when what our logical mind and our head is telling us to be true, and what the inner knowing of our heart is telling us to be true, are in conflict and opposition. Today, the mind is prized as the most valuable part of a human being. We praise logic and reason over the mess of our emotions, but there exists within us a type of sensing and feeling beyond emotion and superior to thought. This intuition, this voice of wisdom that lives deep within our hearts, is not limited by the lineation of the mind, which can only project the past onto the future in infinite succession, doomed to repetition, limited in essence by its own nature. The voice of intuition is our access to higher possibilities, solutions unyet found, futures as of yet unseen. A wise man once said, "We fear change because the mind can measure what we'll lose, but it cannot see what we will gain." So in this guided meditation, I'd like us to take a moment to ask our hearts what truth it knows, what possibility it sees that our mind has not been able to grasp. So whenever you're ready, you can find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down. And allow your eyes to gently drift closed. And wherever you are, however you're feeling, you can begin with a few deep, soothing breaths. Beginning to notice the calm possible in this moment. As you bring all of your attention to the here and now. Allowing anything else to simply fade away. Just for a few moments. And you can begin to gently bring your attention even deeper into the breath. Noticing where the breath comes and where it goes. Feeling the part of your chest or belly that wants to rise up and fall. And we'll start now at the bottoms of the feet, noticing the energy there, or simply being aware of your feet. And I wonder, how deeply you may be able to feel into that inner space today. As you add your ankles and calves, knees and thighs, hips, belly, upper belly, lower back, middle back, upper back and chest, up into the shoulders, down the arms, finding the hands and the fingers, up through the neck, into the head and over the scalp, bringing your attention now to your hairline, the skin of your forehead, to your brow and temples, and into the eyes. Noticing your nose, nostrils, the air moving in and out. And finally, the mouth and the jaw can relax. And finding your way down now into the chest again. But this time, focusing in to the top of the heart and to the middle of the chest, moving even more deeply into this space. Until you might even imagine looking out of your chest rather than your face. So fully in your chest now that you can feel any lingering emotion that might have been waiting there. And simply allow that to be there now. I'd like you to ask your heart, your intuition, your inner guidance. What truth is it that this deepest part of you has been trying to impart? And as you fall even deeper into this inner space now, perhaps imagining or getting a sense of the color and the texture of this inner space. Listen. For whatever you can find here. What does your heart want to tell you about your current situation? If you think of something and feel that tightening in your chest, that is how you know that that is the message of your mind. When you are truly hearing the message of the heart, the chest will grow light, and you may experience a sense of peace deep within. What is it that if you heard it right now, you could feel peace? Remember that anxiety means that you've been listening diligently to your mind. There is some higher truth, a wiser part of you, waiting to be heard. So what does your heart want to say? I invite you to practice listening in to this inner space as often as you think to do so. Sometimes when we feel something we don't like, our instinct is to try to change it or fix it. But when it comes to the inner space, the only way out is through, which simply means that when you give this inner space and any emotion you find there your attention, without judgment, your attention is what allows it to move and transform. And you can gently find your way back now into your breath, and into the room. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate yourself for taking this time to tune into you. Thank you so much for listening to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it out with your friends and leave us a rating and review. If you'd like to learn more about Jennifer, you can visit me at jenniferdevoo.com.